Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
The following podcast is not real, but it continues to be a structurally flawed lifeboat clinging to the side of the massive carnival cruise ship that is Earwolf. And it's still sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. Want to send a package to the show? Send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Someone from CAH will pretend to get your package to the magical land of Foon.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About a year and a half and a bit ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the portal, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, my buddies, my boon companions, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well, doing good.
Yeah.
Is it doing well, doing good?
Doing well, doing good.
Yeah, okay. I'm always confused, because when I say, if someone's like, how you doing, and I say, doing good, they're like, well, you know, heroes do good.
Oh.
You're doing well. And then I just hate that.
Chunt, this is a personal question, but
yeah.
Do you think of yourself as doing good?
I'd like to think so.
Are you doing good for the Badgers? They made you King of the Badgers.
They made me King of the Badgers. Lately, things have been a little weird. I get the feeling that the pranks have gone too far.
The pranks?
There's been a lot of pranks pulled on me. The other day, I was walking into my private chambers.
How fancy is your... You have not invited me over to your new fancy King of the Badgers abode.
I'm trying to be sensitive. I don't think he'd fit.
Oh.
And that's not like... I don't think most people would fit.
I see.
Yeah. But it's pretty nice. I mean, it's tiny, but it's nice.
It's badger size.
Yeah, it's badger size.
Is there much of a view? Is it underground?
It's underground.
Uh-huh.
But I have a corner throne.
Corner throne?
Mm-hmm.
Just a throne in a corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it used to be front and center, but they moved it to the corner. And I also faced the wall. So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it doesn't seem positive.
And they gave me this sort of pointed hat that I wear. It's like a cone. It's like an upside down cone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know what that's about.
And so what are they been doing pranks?
A lot of
on
pranks,
you?
Pulling a lot of pranks. I feel like, you know, I walk into my chambers and I get, you know, pig's blood dumped on me and everyone's laughing, having a good time, high-fiving.
How do you know it's pig's blood?
Oh, I know. You taste it. My taste, have we talked about my taste buds?
We have
my
not.
Taste buds, my senses.
You're an animal.
Are heightened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's pig's blood.
Yum, 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 yeah. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy. Pig's blood.
I mean, I can smell you from 10 miles away.
Sure.
Yeah, I've never had to smell you from 10 miles away because you stay put pretty, in a pretty serious manner.
True. Yeah.
But I could smell you from
Yeah. And so they drop pig's blood on you, but you somehow, you're like, well, there's pig's blood around here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not going to fall on me.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I smelled it, but I was like, maybe that's just like, you know, somebody's drinking that, like some weird ritual or something.
So they had to like carry that pig's blood into the room to dump it on you.
Yeah. You mean they moved it from one place to the other?
Yeah, they had to carry it.
Okay, if you want to use that word.
Sure. And did you get blood all over your palmas? Your palm?
I'm thinking about trying to go undercover with the Badgers. So, like, I take off my crown. I don't maybe talk as much. Maybe I chatter as Badgers do. But just kind of going undercover to see, like, what people think about me, what the Badgers think about me.
Oh, an undercover
like an
Badger?
Undercover king or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
What you should do is you should find like a pauper.
What is that?
Like a just a poor badger and just switch places with him.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. And then if anybody has like, you know, like somebody's wife is sick or something, like I'll give them some gold coins or something. make myself seem like a real big shot?
Oh, sure.
Do some good, as it were, to circle back?
That's a great idea.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm so excited that we haven't introduced Usador.
Yeah, this is the longest, except for when Pizza Skull is here, this is the longest we've gone without an introduction.
I know. He's still just really going to town giving me a back rub right
now. Yeah, and he is vibrating hard.
He really is. And I'm also joined by my co-host.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. How's your back feeling?
It feels great. I feel very refreshed. Thank you. Wonderful. When you were dead, the thing I missed the most was the back rubs.
Oh, so did I, Arnold. It brings me such great pleasure to release the tension in your back that doth seem to grow from your inability to move.
It's very stressful sitting in this tavern all day.
I would imagine so.
You know, I learned one of your other secret names.
Oh, what's
today?
That?
I realized that the Blades of Grass know you as Johnny Downstream.
That's right. Of course, every single blade of grass that doth grow up from within the dirt doth know me as
Johnny Downstream.
Johnny Downstream,
of course.
My one of my most beloved names. For when I am barefoot and I walk across the grass, they feel the warm, sweet sweat of mine own feet upon them.
Arnie, have you met any blades of grass yet?
I have not.
Did you know that in Foon, every blade of grass has an angel bending over it, urging it to grow?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
How did you find this out?
It's just known.
Did you just talk to... Have you been talking to Blades of Grass?
I mean, every once in a while.
Sure. Just lay down. Get to talking.
Lay down, look up at the stars, hear their whispers.
I feel like I'm not smart enough for this conversation. I don't have the wit, man. Maybe.
How about our guest?
Is that wrong?
Walt, are you saying?
You know, I'm very excited. Guys, this is kind of one of the coolest looking guests we've had in a while.
How dare you say that?
You guys are very cool. First of all, you're not guests. You're co-hosts.
Yeah,
Thank you.
We look cool as fuck.
You do. You're a talking badger with a crown, and you're like...
And piercings.
I mean, you're just mostly just Gandalf.
What?
No, never mind. But this guy looks even cooler. He's like a lizard guy.
Surely that's not what you call him.
I don't know what he's called, but he looks like a lizard guy. He sort of looks like something Captain Kirk would have fought in like an early episode of...
What is that?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. I'm really excited to introduce Preckle, the lizard guy.
Hello.
Hey, Preckle.
Oh, sorry. There's some slime in my throat.
Sure.
It's not from my... It's outside slime.
Oh, yeah. You're like guzzling some slime.
Yeah. I'm sorry, lizard guy?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm new to this world, so I sometimes get the names of things wrong.
Sure.
What should I refer to you as?
Well, I suppose if you're looking for something, it would be dragonborn is the technical term. Yeah. Born of dragons.
Born of dragons?
Born of a dragon.
Born of a dragon.
You got a dragonborn on the show? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you call him a lizard person to his face?
I called him a lizard.
That's the most insulting.
Well, not to his face, but very near his face.
Preckle, it is an honor to meet you.
Thank you. Making a big deal about it is almost as bad as calling me a lizard guy. I just want to be treated like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, of
course. I don't want to be fetishized.
Sure, yeah, of course. Oh, yes, sir. You know, you're either a fan or a friend, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, just one of you guys.
Sure.
I just happen to be born from a dragon.
Born from a dragon?
Yeah.
This is, I don't know if this is a personal question. How does that work?
Well, let me ask you, what were you born of?
I was born of a human woman.
Okay, how does that work?
Well.
Yes, how does that work?
Yeah, how are humans made?
Humans are made when a man and a woman love each other very much. They get married. Mm-hmm. They have consensual intercourse. Mm-hmm. And then 9 months later, a stork comes, delivers a baby in a tiny little nappy that's sort of bound together and it holds with its bill. They drop that down the chimney, leave it under a tree, mm-hmm. and on Christmas morning, the parents come down, take the baby, unwrap it, and they have a baby.
Now, see, it works a little bit differently here on Foon. For you see, the parents do not need to be married. And once they engage in the coital act, all that has to happen is he inseminates the woman, and then 9 months later, through her vagina, a baby will squeeze its way out into the world.
Yeah, yes. Also on Foon, storks eat babies.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah.
So much child death.
Yeah, I was trying to high road you, but by teeing you up to say that it was going to be the exact same way that dragons are born, but no, obviously totally different.
That's, oh, I see.
We're born that way, the 9-month gestation and then squeezed out of a vagina way. Yeah,
so total vagina route.
I'm very impressed by the intelligence of storks on your world.
Also, just a heads up, just for future reference, in Foon, there's certain types of, you know, creatures or beings that you highly respect, okay? Uh-huh. One, absolutely, is the Dragonborn, okay?
Okay.
They're born of dragons. They're tough as hell. You don't want to get on their bad side, okay? Two, there's a great warrior from long ago who is Jason the Fantastic, and anyone born of him, anyone who's Jason-born, you want to totally respect. Don't look him dead in the eye.
Sure.
You know, pay him any courtesies you can.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me that ultimatum.
Now, Preckle, as one of the Dragonborn, you must be a great warrior or a mage or a traveler who sings great songs, some sort of bard. What is your profession?
I've dabbled in a few of those things.
Oh, okay.
You know, my parents were relatively wealthy.
Did they like sit on a giant like pile of money? So
I get coins, jewels,
that's a bit of a
crowns,
stereotype.
Armor.
I'm sorry.
The Dragonborn sit on money. That's an old trope. Like, let's let that go.
Well, I'm sorry. So are your parents Dragonborn or are they dragons?
Well, there's the long line of dragons all the way up. Yeah, they're all born from dragons, of course.
I see.
Yeah.
And really only about 1% of the dragons sit on a giant pile of coins and such. You have to really think about the dragon middle class.
We're very privileged, the working class dragons. Yes. I don't want to paint the picture that we're all. My point is, I've been blessed, and so I've been, you know, I went to art school for a little bit. I played in a band.
What was the name of your band?
The Dragonborn.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? You're about the music. It's like,
we
don't give us a cutesy name.
We fought about a lot of different names.
What were some of the names you fought about?
The Gold Sitters. Yeah. The Cave Dwellers. The Dragon Birthers.
The Dragon Birthers.
That's a variation on the Dragonborn, obviously.
Yeah. What was I've heard a lot about the Dragon Birther movement.
Yeah. There's been some controversy.
Sure.
But I could show you my birth certificate if that's what you're getting at.
During my time at the Great Halls of Tarakas, I was in a band called The Wizards.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What did you play?
Xylophone.
Preckle, what was your instrument? What do you play? Do you still play it?
I dabble every now and then. Stand-up bass.
Stand-up bass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's pretty funky.
It's a sexy instrument.
Yeah.
It is a sexy instrument.
We've got one here if you'd like to play it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. Just start going to town?
Just pluck around a little
bit.
Oh, that's good.
That is very good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to slap it now.
Ooh.
Oh, slap that bass.
Yeah.
Slap it a bass.
Wow. God, this brings back memories.
Wow. Pretty cool. So you're a musician.
I'm a dabbler. But, you know, right now I'm a professional interior decorator. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What a dangerous job. To enter someone's home where they could kill you without any warning and then to redecorate it.
Well, they usually get my business card from a friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking because you're Dragonborn, of course, but do you practice like feng shui?
It's called Sang Tomb.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
What's feng shui?
We call it feng shui. It's when you're decorating a home, you try and, you know, hang, you know, fangs around or claws or any sort of talons, and you kind of center the room around that. That's the main focus.
Focus on the fangs.
And then you murder somebody in the middle of the room. And
Yeah, you kind of put down some tarps, you slit their throat, and then that kind of blesses the home. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a child.
And wherever the blood doth go, then you know that's the feng shui.
That's the feng shui?
Yes.
Wow, it's kind of the opposite on my world. Like, if there's a murder in a home, it's like, well, I don't want to live here anymore.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Going to have to tell anybody that asks that it happened.
Ooh,
if you kill two people in a home, that's a Carlito shui.
Just a sound of the word.
Well, the guy who invented that, Carlito, is a weird dude. Like,
yeah,
he's a
very
weird.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
And he got a little carried away. He started killing, you know, two people here, three people there, and then Carlito shui became a very murderous practice.
So, Preckle, what is your sort of philosophy of interior design?
Minimalism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, right now this place, I'm supposed to sit down with the owner. I believe his name is Shmish, Mishmosh, Mishel, Shmishmon. Help me out here.
Smish Moon?
Maybe I've got it wrong.
Blemish, maybe? Well, the owner is Otok Barleyfoot, but he's been gone for a while.
Oh, but Blemish has been in charge for quite some time.
Yeah, Blemish.
Yeah, we were communicating via crystal ball.
Oh, wow.
And so the signal kind of gets broken up. I live a couple continents away. So.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I'm going to start calling him Smish Moon.
Smish Moon.
That's that's a friend of mine's name. I don't know. I got confused.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So your crystal ball doesn't always work very well?
Well, it just depends on, you know, what kind of coverage there is.
Sure. Are there certain areas that you can get better crystal
absolutely.
Ball coverage?
If there's giant crystals, like towers of crystals, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll go into a forest and you're like, oh, everybody here is not getting very good crystal ball reception.
No, it's a bummer, especially if you have plans, you want to meet up with somebody, you're like, well, you rub on the ball and you can't get a connection. And
you rub on the ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal coverage will go dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
It's frustrating.
So you were saying you were talking to Smish Mash.
His name is Blemish. Okay, you know, I get it. It was funny that I got the name wrong.
Don't worry. I always just call him the boy. Uh-huh. It's a power move.
So you were talking about doing something here to the Vermilion Minotaur?
Yeah, well, if he's interested, I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts.
Well, I'd love to hear. I mean, I'm also technically co-in charge of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done anything.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't lift a finger.
I haven't done almost nothing. I mean, my job is mostly to keep Blemish under control. So I
How's that going?
I guess it's all right. I don't see him much.
Yeah, where has he been?
Like, he's always down in the basement. I've never gone down there.
There's a basement?
There's a basement to this place.
Well, that's nice. We could do something with that.
Well, so what are some of your ideas for the tavern?
Well, I want it put in a mechanical minotaur.
Oh. Mechanical. What would that have?
People love to ride a mechanical minotaur.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think this place needs some more fun.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's mostly just kind of like a hard drinking place. I mean, the most active thing that ever happens here is us doing this podcast.
Oh. Well, I'm hoping to get a younger, more affluent crowd to come in here.
Sure.
Maybe there is usually a game of officers and bosses going on over in the corner. It's a role-playing game where people pretend like they're in a fantastical world where you go into a simple gray office and you sit behind your desk and you have what are they called? What are they called? Do you remember, Chant?
Cube.
It's a magic screen, sort of like Arnold's magic screen.
A laptop?
Yeah, laptop. Yes, you have a laptop there. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful game. They're the youngest people that come here, but they're also a bit antisocial.
They sound like nerds. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yes, I was trying to not say nerds.
I just learned that word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, some of my Earth slang has sort of started to spread around the land of Foon, I've known.
Booyakasha, it has.
Yes, and also, wait, through owls?
Through owls, yeah.
Is that how you learned the term nerd?
That's how I learned the term nerd, yeah.
So walk me through the story.
I mean, I was on my way here.
Yeah.
And I had to, you know, take a break.
Sure.
You can only wander so long.
Sure.
And I sat down and I ate a sandwich.
Were you lost when you were wandering?
No, I was a straight line. It's a very, it's like a one long road from where I live to here.
Oh, okay.
The Wanderer's Road is the main road.
Yeah, you just start wandering and you can't miss.
Oh,
you'll eventually get to this place.
All who wander are not lost. Okay.
And then a little owl landed on my shoulder, which was a little bit startling at first.
Yeah.
And he just started, dropping some, I don't know.
Did he call you a nerd?
Of course not. I'm not a nerd.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry. No, no.
No.
Clearly he's not a nerd.
He was trying to get me to go beat up some nerds with him. Well, yeah.
Sure.
But I'm not.
How terrifying.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a nerd and a dragon guy.
With an owl.
With an owl on his shoulder.
That's
with an aggressive owl at that.
Now, usually in Foon, nerds are usually roughed up by ogres.
Uh-huh.
Like, ogres will get drunk and just be like, nerds, nerds, nerds.
Do the nerds ever get their revenge on the ogres?
They can raise an army.
Yeah, they could raise an army.
An army of nerds?
Mm-hmm.
I must take some umbrage at this story. For you see, everyone knows that I love birds. It's well known that I love birds. But let's be honest. Owls are the nerdiest bird. That owl is acting out. That owl knows it's a nerd, so it's like, let's go beat up some nerds. It's churning on its own kind to try to build itself up. That owl has low self-esteem, Booyakasha.
You know what? I'm very excited. I still want to hear a lot more about some of the things that you would do with the Vermilion Minotaur to kind of spruce the place up. But let's take a quick break. And do you want anything to drink, Preckle?
I've got some more slime.
Oh, more slime is going to drink your Preckle juice?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Yeah.
Did you ever notice how owls only take two licks and then bite down on their food?
I am Blemish, the new potentate of the Vermilion Minotaur. Changes are taking place here, great changes. Like the hourly dousing of the hearth fire and the removal of most of the wall sconces so that all within may revel in the inky darkness in preparation for a great meal at a reasonable price, of course. To the Vermilion Minotaur at the base of McShingleshame's forest.
So, Preckle,
finishing a pigeon.
Oh my god. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You just got some feather. You got some feather. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. Usidor, he just ate a live pigeon.
Yes.
But I thought you loved birds.
I do. They're delicious.
Okay. Fair enough. Preckle, what are some other things we should do to get like a younger demo to come into the tavern?
Well, this decor is dreadful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see this place is built into a tree, mm-hmm. and it's got that earthy sort of, I don't know, gothic-y feel. I'm talking
A lot of dirt. It's very dirty.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. We're going to put a stone on the floor.
Wow.
Like we're real royal.
I would love to do a throne room theme.
Ooh. Wow.
Actually, a throne room theme. It'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Why should the only the royal get access to that kind of vibe? You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
So is this going to be kind of like a theme restaurant where you kind of go in and you sort of pretend to be having some kind of experience? Or actually having it? I guess you can't really pretend to have it.
You'll be having it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a cover charge. So.
Oh, wow. How much are we talking?
Cover charge?
Yeah. Like a couple gems, jewels.
Oh, okay. A couple of gems. That's not ridiculous.
So a couple gems or jewels to get into the tavern?
Yeah. You know, you got to build the hype. You know
sure.
what I mean? This another thing we're going to do is we're going to have a guy that stands outside.
Okay.
Probably an orc or something. Large sure.
Ooh,
and intimidating.
You sort of really
and
does not
there'll
like
be
orcs.
A large. Really? Why?
Well, they're evil. They're all evil. Every single one of them. Now, I'm not racist. I love all sorts of creatures and people of the world of Foon. But orcs, every single one of them, is evil, for sure.
Yeah, I'm new to this world, so I can't tell when he says something. Is it just like an older guy who's racist about a species? Or are they really just all evil?
They are all evil, but I like that. I don't know what the problem is.
If you're using him as security outside to keep evil people out, who better than evil itself to suss out evil?
I feel like I'm at Christmas dinner with my uncle. Can I ask you, Preckle, can I ask you something? Would it be...
Please.
And I don't know if this is throwing off your idea, your vision. What if we had a machine where you put in, you know, a gold coin, and, like, the Dark Lord's head pops out, and you punch it as hard as you can, ooh. And there's, like, a guy next to the machine that tells you probably how hard you punched the Dark Lord in the head.
That sounds wonderful.
That way, like, warriors can come to the
bar
and,
that sounds
like,
so much fun.
Yeah. Can try and see who punched harder.
I can find somebody.
That'd
that.
Be great.
Awesome. To craft that.
Yes.
It might require some sorcery, but we might actually be able to get the Dark Lord himself in the machine.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know.
That would be
I'm
wonderful.
I'm just saying, dream big.
Yes. Trap him in a machine forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
What a fate.
Yes, what a wonderful turn of events that I would be able to punch him every single day. For the Dark Lord is my greatest enemy, and someday I shall step out of this tavern where I shall quest against him. I shall hunt him down, and I shall destroy him with all the might that Usador doth contain within this earthy flesh. Then I will simply trap him in this box with the help of my new friend Preckle and punch him in the face every day.
I'm not going to help you trap him in the box. I will provide the box for it. Get crazy.
All right, sorry.
It's the
Lord,
yes, man.
Yeah, all right. I understand.
If he can be trapped in a box, I'll get the box.
What if we trap him in a box that you go to and you make wishes? Like, say you wanted to wish to be bigger.
Oh, Arnold, never make such a box.
Never make such a box?
Yea, for it may grant you all your wishes, but... What in turn would happen is you would learn a lesson about life that you did not expect. 'Tis always the way of magic wishing boxes!
Yeah, I was going to tell you about my friend. he came upon this box in the middle of a field. And he was like, what's in that box? What's in that box? He's real nervous. And they finally opened it. Ah, so funny.
What is in the box?
Oh, it was his wife's head.
Wife's head. Yeah. Oh.
You never had that pulled on you? One of your friends?
Is that a common prank?
The old wife's head in the box.
Oh, gosh. Never? No.
I've had a couple ex-girlfriends, but never...
never a wife.
No.
See, that's tragic.
Not as funny.
That's tragic.
Yeah. Oh, what? Tragic when it's a girlfriend, but not when it's a wife?
Now, this wall here is completely covered in moss and gunk and vines and all sorts of manner of disgusting things.
Yes. We're going to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that. What would you put there instead?
A big swirling portal.
Ooh.
Yeah. To where? Back to Earth? Arnold here is from Earth.
I'm trying to get back to Earth.
Not going
to
go anywhere.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
so you just step in and you come right back out?
You'll bounce right off it. Yeah.
The illusion of travel. The illusion.
I see.
Well, sometimes when you have a portal in a room, it makes it look bigger.
Absolutely.
It's nice to put a bunch of portals in a room sometimes, and you're like, oh, this isn't. It really adds to the feeling of the space in there.
And it'll be like a conversation piece. People are like, exactly. Where does that portal go?
Right. Right.
It'll be like nice for the lighting too.
Sure.
You know, it'll make everyone look more attractive.
Oh, really? Now we're talking.
That's the goal.
So you're going to do things to the tavern that's going to make us all look more attractive.
Absolutely. Tricks with lighting and then, of course, spells.
Usidor, you're a wizard.
Duh.
Why have you never done a spell to make us all look more attractive?
Because I am already magnificent as I am. And I care not how you look, for you are just the way you are. And I love you nonetheless.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Also, those are expensive spells.
Yeah. A lot of ingredients.
If you try and make a glamour without paying full price, the glamour can add like 15 pounds, 15 pounds.
Oh, yes. You don't want to go cheap on a glamour. Yeah. You'll end up with something pretty nasty.
Sure.
But listen, if you listen to me and my advice, this place is going to be the hottest tavern in all of Foon.
What are some of the other taverns that you've worked your magic on in the past?
The Grunkle Burnkle?
The Grunkle Bunkle?
The Grunkle Burnkle.
I'm sorry. The Grunkle Burnkle.
Yeah. The Grunkle Burnkle in Skur?
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. I go to Skur all the time.
Oh, it's the hottest nightclub in Foon.
Oh, it's wonderful there, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, well done.
Do you do different things in different taverns, or is it always kind of this same approach?
Well, you can't, you know, you got to read the region.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different every time. That place also has a portal.
The first time I went to the Grunkle Burkle, I went inside, and I went... My goddess, there is a moon hanging from the very ceiling. And light shoot everywhere from this moon. But it turns out it was just a ball that was covered in all sorts of reflective materials. And then the lights just shone off it in a wonderful way. But at first I thought it was the moon coming to kill us all.
It actually was a small moon.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. It was a small moon that we lassoed from the sky.
Oh, smart.
And then covered in reflective surface.
My favorite bar of all time is Times. Have you been to Times?
Times, no.
Yeah, you go into Times, you sit down, they put like a fake crown on you, and there's knights jousting, you know, you're eating turkey legs.
Yeah. And you're like, let's go and pretend like we're living in these times.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
This place is around every corner, though. You know, they're just, that's not special.
It's a bit of a chain.
I agree. They're a little bit cookie cutter, you know. And then the fights aren't even real. Nobody really dies. I can just go out in the street and watch people die.
I mean, you come into this tavern, you're going to see somebody die.
There's a good chance.
Most weeks.
Yes, there's a good chance.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, what?
No deaths.
No death.
No deaths in the tavern.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what a shame.
So is that like a rule or something that's going to prohibit it from happening at all?
You know, like I said, spells, orcs, you know, there'll be things. Now, there's going to be lots of torture and carnage. Don't get me wrong.
Oh.
I hope everybody can relax.
I was very concerned there for a moment, and I was going to ask, if you're not going to have death, can we at least have free popcorn?
Limbs will be severed still, believe you me.
But severed limbs are just as good. Now, Preckle, the stag's head has been above the bar here in the Vermilion Minotaur for the last 10 centuries or so. Would you let us allow us to keep the stag head over the bar?
Absolutely, and I'm going to do you one better.
Yes.
I'm going to reanimate it.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to talk and sing songs and...
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't sure if I wanted to have you decorate the bar, but now I got my mind set on you.
Yeah.
I actually want to go back. Just a couple questions. You said no one will be able to die in the tavern. If we get that spell and say I stayed in the tavern forever and never left, would I live forever?
Absolutely. it'll be a pretty dull life, but
it already
you
is.
Can do it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying myself.
Really? You could do this for another thousand years?
First and foremost, I want to go home. I want to go back to Earth, see my wife and my family. But if I am here, like, I can stay in this tavern and live forever. Well, live so long that I would just keep going until the end of time, maybe flip around and come back again.
If you're that much of a pussy, another word the owl taught
me. He is. Oh, he is.
About dying, then yeah, you can do that. But oh, that I mean, owl's what kind of life dick. Is that?
That owl's a dick.
That's another word he taught me. Yeah, that's a bad thing to call somebody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense.
That owl is like, hey, there's some nerds, pussies, and dicks over there. Let's go beat them up.
Oh, he didn't stop there.
Anything worse he didn't learn from me.
Yeah. Some of the words he taught me were sounded pretty offensive.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can only... Well, but that might be owl talk.
I don't know. He had a word for Hispanic people. He said this is a bad word for Hispanic people, and then he said the word, and I'm not saying that word.
But I don't even... Are there Hispanic people in Foon?
Like I said, he had some
he must have learned it from
dimensional...
You.
I would never say anything
this
bad about...
This is what the owl claimed. Uh-huh. I didn't want to say it. He said he has a psychic connection to you, and he was telling me all the words that you think the most. You're always thinking
words,
and he's like, these are these words that are always in the tip of his lips and he wants to say them, but
yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So this is what he told me.
Oh, that
might make sense now because I remember the owl talking about locking onto a pole or a what is that?
Locking
a
onto
joke about a pole lock?
A pole lock? No, I don't think about terrible things about people and groups that I secretly want to say.
How did I know these words then?
Yeah, and what's a light bulb? And why does it take so many pole locks to change one?
Arnie, I don't think you're racist. All orcs are evil, every single one of them. Without fail, every single one.
Great, I don't want you on my side. So, Preckle, thanks so much for stopping by. I'm so excited to learn about all the stuff that's going to change in the tavern. Like, when is this going
to
happen?
I mean, I'm here to do a job, so, you know, I can do this too. But, yeah, it's going to happen over the next 6 to 8 centuries.
6 to 8 centuries? That's
yeah.
How long it takes?
That's average. That's
that
average.
Fast?
Wow.
But will we start seeing changes immediately, or?
Well, it depends on your definition of immediately.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You'll probably be dead long before the immortality spell kicks in.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we don't do that first.
Yeah, knowing my luck, that'll happen, like, the day after I die.
Well, one can hope.
Hey, Chunt, have you had any emails this week?
I have. This is emails received at chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with 6 T's. First one is from Emily Ebna. Hey, Foon friends, love the podcast. However, can y'all call out Arnie for saying sure every other word? Thanks. You do say sure a lot.
Sure.
Ugh. This other one here is from Ray Dove. Dear Chunt, I really enjoy the podcast. Learning about the land of Foon is so fun, and I wish Arnie would teach you more about Earth stuff. Your show has kept me company when I had to take lengthy journeys to the north of our land in order to escape a horrible storm that went by the name of Matthew. It had me wondering, has Foon ever experienced any notable acts of nature that went down in your land's history?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, there was the wall of fire that Spintax dissolved. We all know about that. Of course, there were...
Oh, we had the dust plate.
The dust plate was a terrible period in Foon history.
Around the Good Depression.
The Good Depression?
Because everyone was depressed, but it felt good because everyone was depressed. So,
yeah. It's like, hey, we're all sharing
feel part of this, yeah.
The bat swarm?
The bat swarm.
The bat swarm.
My goodness, I'd nearly forgotten about that. 100 years of bats.
Really?
Just like, everywhere.
Everywhere. That's awful.
It's like you open your mouth to take a bite of gruel, and it's like, oh, there's a bat in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Did it just naturally end, or did someone stop it?
Yeah, I think it just sort of petered out.
So it could come back.
Well, occasionally you wake up and there's a bat around.
Yeah,
still.
It's kind of the end of it. It's like, you know, there's like 16 or 17 bats still kind of,
Hey, I have an email here. As always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I promise it is a real email address. Here's one. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and any guests. That includes you, Preckle.
Thank you.
Now that Arnie has witnessed the death of Usador, does he have the ability to see puppies in Foon? Thanks, Kate from Canada. That's true.
Have you seen any puppies?
I have.
My death and resurrection.
I have seen a couple puppies. Apparently, there are puppies in Foon. I never saw any, but you have to...
You have to witness death before you can see a puppy.
Yeah, and I've seen actually any number of people die in this tavern, and I have, over time, seen a couple puppies, I think. Or maybe they're just small dogs.
Well, now you can start providing supplies to these puppies.
With your email address.
Sure.
Stop saying that.
Booyakasha.
I'll spare you the sounds of the human actors packing up their recording equipment and going back to their hollow lives. But needless to say, none of that really happened. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adol Rafai. Prekkle the Dragonborn was played by special guest Ryan Ridley. Ryan is a writer, producer, and voice actor on the show Rick and Morty. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Always a shame to end a list on Martin. It's like watching a long string of 4th of July fireworks and then throwing a damp pie into the air. Craig.
Don't have to be so curt about it. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan D. Georgie. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard LeBon. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. And don't forget to go to store.earwolf.com to get some awesome Magic Tavern shirts. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Last thing here, I got a bit of audio sent in by Julie Tangi, although maybe not by her. I can't quite tell. Let's listen.
Dear Chunt, this is your mother. I have longed for you unlike you can imagine. And while my longing for you is real and born out of the thorax from which you came, I do not know the best way to approach you now that you have begotten such fame from a podcast to another world.
This is great, but we're just going to fast forward a little bit for time reasons.
And yes, if you join the Great Crusade to fight the dark Lord, I am with you, my son. If not, hey, peace. Let's get a cup of coffee. Love you. Bye.
Powerful stuff. Thanks, Julie. I guess that's it. Bye.